What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another market update brought to you by John Barr, myself, and Prime Homes. I hope everyone is staying safe out there. I know I didn't put one out last month. I just didn't feel right putting one out because it just wouldn't have been the right context and the right time, considering the end of March was right when all of the COVID-19 stuff started and the economy really started shutting things down. So since it started at the end of March, putting out a market update at the very end of March showing that everything was looking rosy and gold just didn't quite feel like it was the right time to do, because none of the economic data had started pulling in yet since it was still so fresh. And as I'm going through this presentation, you'll see some things that are starting to reflect the current situation of what's going on, and a couple things that I continually talk about, especially when it comes to employment here in San Antonio and the long-term effects of that, and where I'll kind of give my opinion. Now it's just an opinion, not a crystal ball here, of what's going to happen, of where I think we're at and what is going to happen. I'll go ahead and get into this, and if anybody has any questions, stuff, I'd love to start a debate. I'm not very active on social media, but Prime Homes is. You go to the Prime Homes social media and type in your questions and comments, and we can start some back and forth of where you think we're at and what's currently going on. So the number overview now, this is for March through April, and I'll mention what I'm starting to kind of see in this data. So the average price in San Antonio rose to just over $277,000, which was a 6.3% increase year over year. Median sales price was up 8.8% year over year to $228,500. Total sales up 4.4% year over year to $3,000. Average rental price was $1,419. And this was actually a 1.5% decrease, which kind of shocked me a little bit. But what I think it is, keep in mind now, this data is through March, but really things didn't start kind of grabbing hold till the very end of March. And I think rents kind of decreased right there, because I think a lot of landlords wanted to get their stuff rented out and didn't want to have stuff sitting in the market, so they dropped prices to get tenants into their properties. Now, this is where things are starting to kind of show through as far as the employment goes. The employment decreased by 1.57%, and we lost 33,792 jobs here in San Antonio. Now, that's something that, I mean, you guys have been watching me over the last, or listening, watching, wherever you tune into this over the past 3 years, I always attribute that employment and unemployment is a very early indicator of what's kind of going on and going to happen in the real estate market. Because you can also see that unemployment rose over 1% to 4.17. While 4.17 isn't a bad number by any means, it's the fact that it rose 1% from 1 month to the next. That's what concerns me. And because if people aren't having jobs, that means they can't afford, nobody will lend to them to purchase housing, which means that inventory can rise and can cause problems through the market. So months of inventory, though, start of April was still relatively low, and it was still a seller's market at 3.25%, now, or 3.25 months. Now, keep in mind what that really is like, if the same number of same level of consumption happened in the month of April, through the month of March, how many months would it take to consume every house listed on the MLS? And now they say your balanced market between buyer and seller is like 6 to 7 months. We're way down at 3.25, indicating that it is a seller's market. Now this is at the very beginning of April, so a lot of homes were still purchased through March, and there are still a relatively few houses listed in April. And this is almost a 1 month decrease from the previous month, and it is actually lower than it was of April 19, which was at 3.59 months. And now that so much, I expect to see that number to actually rise when that number is typically dipping into the summertime, because that's our hot selling season. I would expect that to start to rise. I don't know how far it's going to rise. This really hasn't been over yet. Well, the economy is starting to open up, and I expect the liquidity to start flowing through the market again. It hasn't been going on, or the solution still, the problem is still there, as businesses aren't fully open, and the real economic impact hasn't, in my opinion, been truly felt yet, because money isn't flowing. And while businesses aren't completely open and the money's getting pumped into the economy from the CARES Act and all the money that the government's trying to stimulate, they're not opening things up. So the stimulus is just kind of very short-winded if they don't get the economy opened back up, and this could cause further problems in the economy, which would affect the real estate prices. So median sales price, it looks like nothing changed, but like I said, I expect a median sales price to not look quite as the same as it has in the past, where it's just sharp and climb up and then down into the cooling season. We were heading up into the selling season, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't peak from last summer as things really kind of start to settle in. Because now remember, real estate moves very slow compared to the stock market and things like that. We are a byproduct of the economy. We're not a massive, we don't lead it like the stock market does, or like unemployment and things do. Because now think back to 2008. Everything started crashing in 2007 and 2008, and the market bottomed out, stock market bottomed out by March of 2009. Well, look where real estate bottomed out. It didn't bottom out until January 2011. So that's almost 3 years of a lag time before prices stopped falling and started rising again. So using that kind of same context, the longer this goes, the longer it's going to take to recover. If they get things open back up, I think it would be a relatively quick recovery, in a sense that I don't think it'd be quite as 3 years, because the last real estate recession was a true liquidity crisis. Like, the cash just wasn't there. This time it was a health scarcity. The economy was working and moving great until this happened. So I think it could recover very quickly if they get things open backed up and they stop the, what I feel is the fighting between the politics of should we open, should we not open the economy. So, because the government, I think, is doing a very good job of putting cash in people's hands that are affected. Unemployment boosted by $600 a week. The payment protection plans, the EIDL loans, trying to get money out to these people. And now they're also stuck inside, so they're not spending. So the people that drive the economy is the all-American spender. But now they can't spend, but they're getting all this money in, the stimulus package too, or the $1,200 checks. All that stuff is now just sitting in their bank account because they can't go out and spend. So if they can get things open back up and they can get that liquidity that is now sitting in people's bank account back into the economy and pushing things through, I think we could recover very quickly. But that has to happen. And as of right now, we're sitting, I'm recording this on May 3rd. Texas is one of, I think, 19 states, and they're only open like 25% of like capacity on restaurants. So that is not going to drive the economy in itself. You can see the rents sharply fell off. And like I said, I think it was at the end of March, landlords just wanted to get their properties rented. So they dropped prices to get tenants into their houses, because I've never really seen a 1.5% dip in a single month or year over year. I don't know what that was. Month over month. So, or year over year, sorry. So I think that's what caused that. So I would expect rents to start to stable off and maybe rise a little bit, but I also don't expect a lot of data to hit the MLS, because you think about it, if with all this going on and you're a tenant and you think real estate prices are going to fall and we're entering a recession, you're not going to go out and buy a house. So that means you're going to stay in your house, renew your lease, and that data does not hit the MLS, especially if a landlord says, hey, I'm going to raise rent $25. You can go to try to find another house during all this, or you can just pay an extra $300 a year. People are probably going to stay $300 a year, but that data doesn't hit the MLS because it's just a lease renewal. There's no way to track that. Here is the chart that I'm really following, and I've always talked about this, is how fast unemployment rises. We've been down at the very bottom, and we've seen 0.5% increases and things dropping off, but there was no real reason what was causing it. We know there's a reason now. It's the COVID-19. There are massive amounts of unemployment happening, and this is only through the end of March. When April numbers come out, I would expect this number really take off, and I don't know where it's going to go. I've heard numbers as high as like 20%, and it might just make the rest of this chart not even look comparable of what's going to happen. But like I said, unemployment, you can see how fast we shot up during the last recession, and we're really taking off yet again. And now it's one of those things that people not having jobs is what is going to increase inventory on the market, and it's going to start encouraging price drops of people that need to actually sell their house. So that could affect the housing market. Year-over-year appreciation, I could see this to really slow down. I'm expecting it to slow down. I wouldn't be surprised. But again, it's not in a sense that housing all of a sudden goes from 200,000 to 175,000. That doesn't happen. And if you're listening to anybody that tells you that, stop listening to them. You have a lot of people out there that are Instagram or Facebook famous, quote unquote, that just like to get attention and fearmonger. Like, real estate does not make massive swings like that in an entire month. You have to think of how an appraiser is actually done and what real estate prices actually do and what determines the price of those things. So when they do an appraisal, which is what the bank is going to lend against the house, what the house is worth, it looks back 6 to 12 months. Well, 6 to 12 months ago, things were doing just fine. So if you're getting an offer up or near or over your asking price, it could probably appraise because now they're looking back. We sold a house this last month and we set a new price point for the record. I mean, we went under contract during all this COVID stuff and we appraised for a price higher than anything else had sold in that neighborhood for that square footage. And because they were looking back in the data. But now what can drive prices down is if people start listing their houses, unemployment really takes off, people really do quit purchasing and putting offers in on homes, and the inventory rises and people start lowering their prices to get their houses sold, because people still buy in recessions. There's just not as many people buying. So as those houses go on the market and inventory starts to rise and less homes are selling, people start lowering the prices. Give that 6 to 12 months, which an appraiser looks back on, that will slowly start driving the prices down. But prices don't just drop 25 grand in a week in real estate. Doesn't happen. And if you're listening to anybody that is telling you that, stop listening to them. That's a very ignorant way to do a statement to say on a platform just to get people liking that. I mean, that's just very uneducated. So I don't like the way people push that stuff just to get views. So prices haven't fallen off, but the quality of rehabs you do need to do has gone up. So you want to make sure, something that I've always talked about, is to make sure you do quality rehabs. If you go over budget on a project, your only hope is to spend extra money on your finish out and hope that you get that offer very quickly. But if you go cheap on your finish out, the people pay for what they see, and that is where you went cheap, and your property is now in more danger than before because inventory could rise of sitting on the market for a very long time. So now the question becomes where to market during this stuff, and it's kind of subjective of where to market because we really don't know what's going on. Like, we're still buying, but we've now tightened up our criteria of what exactly we want to buy. I don't want to buy the 1,200 square foot 3-1 without a garage and that sells for $200,000. I think that is a very small subset of the market where people are wanting to buy. We want to buy your 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage out in the suburbs under $250,000. That's what we want to buy, and it's because of the data that we talked about, or I've always talked about, like, where is the most demand? I can see these numbers rising, but I see them rising relatively in comparison to each other, to where the most in-demand housing is still going to be that $250,000. While these numbers might rise to 3-4 months inventory, I expect these to rise up to 6-8 months of inventory because liquidity is drying up, but people at those price ranges aren't probably going to be buying as much. Where your entry-level starter home, I see, is a lot of people still wanting to buy because they still need housing. While the values might drop, the people still want those houses, and we've been very successful in selling those houses. Like, the houses we've been selling lately are in that $250,000, and first weekend, 1 week, 2 weeks, we're getting offers on the houses for what we asked because we put effort into making good quality finish outs and staging and professional pictures and making sure that we don't have poor quality on the paint, cheap flooring that's obvious, things that aren't working in the house, to make sure that we move our product. Now this is something I'll go over it, but you can really tell. How do I want to explain this? It really doesn't project what is going on currently. This is something you can use in the future to know that prices still increase, what these months of inventory really mean. But I'm curious to see how much prices really kind to adjust as things really start to set in on the current situation. So a couple months ago, what does the month's inventory really mean over long periods of time? Low months of inventory, like I told you, is the gauge of the market, buyer or seller. The lower that number is, the more demand is for that style of housing, and that means houses are going to contract faster for higher prices than people are asking, and appraisers can adjust their appraisals up in those values, and that increases demand. So these two zip codes here, 7250 and 7247, are very, very large zip codes and have a ton of housing stock. But look, so there's a lot of people trying to buy houses. There is stuff not sitting in the market very long at all. And you can see over the course of 3 years what that does to pricing. I mean, you're looking at almost $24,000 in a price increase because you had that low month inventory over the course of 3 years. Now, I could see things kind of leveling off in these zip codes, but I don't really see them dropping off 10, 20, 30% like they have, or not like they have, but like some people like to say that prices did in the matter of a week. It didn't happen. So things can level off. They might drop a little bit, but these are also entry-level price points. Like I said, they are in that sub 250, sub 200 price point where people really are trying to buy homes. That's your anymore. That's almost like your entry-level starter home. So over the long term, that is what these low months inventory can really mean. Now, where things I think are going to get much dicier is in these upper price point style housing. And that's why we don't want to be buying houses or your $350,000 renovation. I don't want that stuff right now, because even before this recession, before this current situation, we are sitting at a balanced market of 6 months of inventory for some of these larger zip codes. I think that's going to be kind of the subset of the market that is going to get hit the hardest, is your ultra high end and your ultra low end, where you have these kind of zip codes of 6 months inventory, where these are sub $100,000 houses. Like, a lot of these transactions, these aren't bank finance. These have been straight cash purchases, and cash dries up during these times of economic uncertainty. So I could see these things really falling off, the low price falling off, those offers stopping, not getting these cash prices. And I could see the ultra high end kind of starting to back off as well. So these, if you are doing renovations in these price points, now is the time that you want to hurry up and get those houses on the market, and you want to do everything you can to stage that thing nice. Some of the stuff we started doing in our renovations is we started laminating or printing off marketing for the house and laminating it, sticking it to the features of the house. Like, we sold one, had soft closes hinge on the cabinets. We put a sticker on that to make sure people saw that. New water heater, check that. New duct work, we stuck that out. New HVAC system, stuck that somewhere. Solid core doors. Highlight the points in your house and do everything you can to make that house look as attractive as possible, because you want to get your houses sold quick. You don't want to be sitting on the market for a very long period of time, because that the longer you sit on the market, the longer the every day you get closer on those appraisals to when this thing actually started. So in the 6 to 12 months, appraised values could really drop and inventory and your offers could really slow down. So really keep that in mind, because now is the time to really make sure you do quality rehabs, because that is what's going to make you stand out from your other inventory. I've always preached that, and it stands true even more right now, because that is our biggest thing that we've gotten on our renovations, is people said they love the quality of the rehab and the craftsmanship and the time and took to that we put into these houses, and they say it shows. So make sure you are doing that. You have to do that if you're going to survive this thing. People still buy houses in recessions, and prices might fall a little bit. If you're evaluating a deal, don't expect prices to rise $5,000 like they had in the past. By the time you get done doing the renovation, expect that they might fall $5,000 to $10,000. You need to go into the project understanding that. And if it doesn't happen, great. You just made an extra $5,000 to $10,000. But go into it with a budget to do great renovation, quality pictures, quality staging, and make sure that you have that wiggle room if you need to drop the price that you can. That's really it. Depending on where you're tuning into this, if you're listening to the Investors or the Investor Journey podcast, I encourage you to go over to YouTube to see the presentation and the slides. Hearing these numbers, it's hard to really conceptualize what that really means unless you see it on a graph in the slides I'm talking about. If you're watching it on YouTube, please head over to wherever you get your podcasts and check out an Investor's Journey. A lot of time and effort goes into that, and we've gotten raving reviews back to it, us, especially during times like this, where we put out exactly what's going on in our business, what we see. We don't fluff anything up. We tell it how it is and what is going on in our business, so definitely go check that out. And like I said in the beginning, we would love for you guys to reach out to us at Prime Homes on social media and start a conversation about this, of what you're seeing and what you think is currently going on. We'll definitely have a conversation on there. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at john@primehomes.com. Otherwise than that, everybody stay safe. Tune in next month, and we will see what the information really tells us. Happy investing.